Hallelujah, way. Hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, may Yah open up his excellent understanding to you today. Shalom. Yah do barak you all. You may be seated. What a blessed assurance that he has granted unto Israel. And the assurance that he grants unto Israel is that he make himself known unto the Bayit that he has elected. And the way he makes himself known unto us is by his mishpat, his judgment. And he brings his mishpat, his judgments, upon Israel, that they may know that he is the sovereign one. There is no other one like Almighty Yahweh, for he declares the power of his imat, his truth, from the beginning until the end. So we that have been purchased by the dumb, the precious blood of Yahshua, that fell on Calvary for the sins of Israel, we ought to be ecstatic and extremely satisfied with what Yah has done and what he has allowed to transpire in one's life, that he may cause the testimony of Yahshua to become real and more real than the temporal things that we envision and that we see every day, more real than the small afflictions that we endure, that we encounter daily. For the reality of Yahshua is real. And he is real, and I know that he is real, because he brings the revelation, the Gilead of Yah. And that is to open up man's understanding without doubt, without compromising, with the full understanding and knowledge of the Mighty One of Israel, and that they know their Abba. We that know Yah, we shall be strong, and we shall do exploits. We shall not be exploited, but we shall do exploits. Yah has done a wonderful thing unto Israel. That is why we must understand the hell's truth. For he is not playing, as men think that he is, that he has gone on a long journey someplace. His mind is preoccupied. But Yah, he sits high and he looks low and he sees the lowness. He sees us as low creature and beastly cattle in the field and cannot even be corralled. Our minds cannot be corralled. Because everyone is set out on his own venture to find his or her God. We're not seeking after Almighty Yahweh. That's why the mind is so easily given over unto the deceptions of hell and the rule of the powers that rule. Minds are easily taken from us. That is why Yahshua, as Shaul speaks unto the brethren, the gathering, there at Philippi, he said, let that same mind, let the same ruah, the same left that was in Yahshua, let it, let the power of that ruler, let the strength of that mind, let the willingness and the will of that mind, let it be imparted into Israel. What was that mind? Well, he did all things to please the Abba. He did not charge the Abba foolish, as we do, to think that he does not know what he's doing. He does all things not according to your counsel, but according to his own counsel. For he is infamous. His counsel is beyond comprehension. His thoughts are as far as Hashemayim from the earth, as our thoughts are from him. And I don't know how far the Shemayims of Yah they are. But I know one thing. In your lifetime and ours collectively, extended after the other, we cannot even reach the inner crescents of the kingdom or the Shemayams of Yah. Man, with all of his brilliant knowledge, his power of understanding, his pride, and his strength, he has not even seen a scintilla of the massive creation of Almighty Yahweh. I want to say this to this ignorant, damned generation, because it is. This is not some creation of some amoebites, some particles, some genetic structure that formed itself without a central knowledge of what was taking place. He did not come of that nature. He was commanded. And he that is great is the only one that can command. He that is rich in power and mighty is the only one that can command. And he will not share his honor, his kabod, his distinct qualities, character, his power with no other. Yeshua is the power. He is the kabod, the honor of the heart, the word of Yahweh. That is who he is. He is Ikad. He is one with the Yahweh. He is one. There is no distinct indifferences because they are one. Ikad. One. No variableness at all, for they are Ikad. It is not according to the apostolic doctrine, but it's according to the Torah teachings that the word of Yah grants understanding unto Israel when we obey him faithfully, fully, with obedience, submission, with a great delight in obeying him. And that is not to choose aspects of his statutes or his commands, but that is to eat the whole stay of bread that sustains Israel. And if we do not eat the whole stay of bread, we shall die. We shall die. And there is a void, the separation from the Most High. There is a segregation. For you shall no longer dwell in his presence, and he shall not make known unto you the plentifulness that he offers unto us. Do you know how many times you breathe a day? Do you know how many times you literally breathe a day? These are things that we never think of. The splendor of that. How many times our eyes moved and dart and change and the variums of colors and shades that he allows to be revealed unto us. This is a generation that is wicked. And it's going to take strong men of Yah to stand against this Jezanized spirit of this age. For it pollutes the minds of the people. And that's why you have very few men today that stands in the character and the strength of Yah. You will know when they stand when their minds are governed by the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. Oh, I am not going to sidestep hell's truth. But there are some things today that I want to interject, that we may understand the totality of the whole spectrum of this truth of the reality of hell. I was talking the other day to the owner of WWRB, De France, he called me. And he said unto me, he said, Pastor Roberts, can I ask you a question? What do you really, and he was simply asking my opinion. And an opinion is an assessment that one makes judgment of what things they perceive, what things they have some understanding. It may not be a tremendous amount, but yet they have the vision to see the approaching or the storm or the clouds that are already ahead. He asked me, Pastor Roberts, what do you think and see that is taking place? He said, the reason that I ask you that, because I ferry around. He's a pilot. My charter business. Some of the most pronounced leaders in the industrialized world in America. And I fly them across country from New York, California, wherever the meeting is. He says to me, it takes $26,000 simply to fill the airplane up. $26,000. Now, I'm laying this because there is something I want to show us in the book today. There's a reason why the wicked shall be turned into hell. And every nation that denies the power of the presence of Yahshua, for he is the mercies of Yahweh, given unto us, Israel. Will you reject that? Will you denounce this unmerited favor of Yahweh? That you have done nothing to secure it unto yourself. Yet we reject that. Then woe unto a damnable, wicked people that has been carried off by a spirit of deceit, shall bring upon them the terror of the hellfire of Almighty Yahweh. Now you can soothe yourself any way you want to in the midst of your own corruption and covetousness. Defying the standards of Yahweh, you can speak solace, comforting words to your mind, but they will not comfort you in the midst of the judgment of Yahweh. That is why he commands unto those that he elect, that he call, that he establish them to stand before Israel. He tells them to cry aloud and spare not. Show my people their sins, the defying of the Torah, and show the house of Yahudah their transgressions. I know how many perceive the two houses to be. I simply believe that there's a house that is embodied with the Ruah of Yah, Yisrael. It is embodied with the power and the fullness of the assurance of Yahshua. And the house of Yehuda is a people, Ephraim, a people that's natural, they're fleshly, they're trying to find the course. But the only way you're going to find the way, you must see what the Ruah speaks unto the bite of Yisrael. You must. So he commands to cry aloud. You may call that going off, but that's what Yah commands now. Cry aloud and spare not. And the first thing you do is show Israel the sin. Why? It's vital for us to understand the wretchedness of our nature and how wicked we are. If it was not for the favor of Yah, and it is unmerited. We have done nothing to earn it. Tell me. It is simply his election. His sovereign business. And he says to this religious whore, it's my business who I elect. Well, what was your criteria for that one? My business. If I explained it to you, you couldn't understand no way. If I told you why I did it, would you reprove me? Would you tell me I'm wrong? So he says, I'm sovereign. I stand alone. And no one has jurisdictions over me. It's what I command unto my house that I abide in that way because that's the essence of me. For I am Emats. I am truth revealed. No truth was revealed in the creation of man. Because this earth was void, it was without form, darkness, desolation had overtaken it because of sin. And when Yah began to speak, the first thing he did, he said, let there be lights, my presence in the midst of the Olam. It was the corruption that man had orchestrated, or the Melechim, when they sinned against Yahweh. That brought this gloom of death upon this beautiful oasis that Yah had created. And he made man in his image. He made him a beautiful thing, a precious thing, not for the terror of hell. It is because of the Melechim that sinned against Yah, he made hell. And because of our wickedness, because of our criminal activities and our defiance of the order of Yah, hell has enlarged itself without measures to receive every last one of you. The song written many years ago, I've never heard the song, but I know the writer. He was a secular writer. You that are a little older, like in my age category, you will know his name when I mention it. His name was Curtis Mayfield. And he wrote a song, "If there is a place called hell," he said, "we all are going. Not some." He said, "but we all are going." Don't you understand you are destined for hell? It's the mercies of Yahweh. The kindness of Yahweh. You have nothing to boast in. You have nothing to present unto him. What he asks you to present, we don't do that quite well either. We don't do that with this magnanimous attitude that it blossom and bristle with a great joy, which started that Yah would even command us to lift up clean hands, to give Torah, to praise him. That is a difficult thing for wicked nation and people who are very obstinate and have turned away from Yahweh. So the question was asked, what do you think, Pastor Roberts? The situation of this nation and the world. I travel with wealthy men. Men that are the movers and shakers of the world policies, of the economic. And I'm not talking about those that are working in Home Depot as a stock clerk. I'm talking about multi-millionaire men. And yet he said to me, they are all afraid and they are worried because they sense the troubles that are coming. I say unto you, Israel, in order for you to be refined, there is a trial of testing known as the troubles of Yaakov. It is only unto Israel. We're going to be refined. We're going to be proven. We're going to be tested to see if we are real. There are many false ones of hypocrisy. But the fire will prove who is on Yahweh's side. The testing of the fire will prove, and there is a hell for Yaakov. Israel prevailing, there is a hell, and there is a trial that is metaphorically equivalent to the eternal hell fires of Yah. For his word is pure, as silver trod in the fire, seven times, no dross. We can set in our own damnable scheming minds of hypocrisy and pretense and say you love Yah and you love the brotherhood of Yahweh. But I'm here to tell you in all of your hypocrisy, it is going to be tested. For the fire of hell shall test that. And if it's true, then it shall stand. If it's false, it's not going to stand. I said to my friend, I said, I want to say this. And there's a reason I want you to understand this, because I want to show us something in scripture today in line of what I have been teaching, the hell fire truth. And I said to him, Dave, you must understand the powers that be, brothers and sisters, they understand what it takes to control the mass of the people. I said during the 1880s and 1860, early 1900s, or the 1800s, the most profound assets in America, the most prolific wealth in America, it was not her agriculture endeavors.
It was not a transformation into this industrial revolution as you began to see things changing. It was a power to enslave. Now what has that to do with us today? For they have enslaved the minds of the people, and that is their access today. There's the wickedness there because the men have begun, they have grown rich and fat beyond control, that they are adamant against Yah, and they damn the very name of Yahweh. And so her access were her power to enslave the people. That was her greatest access. Her greatest access today is that she has your minds in slavery. Your minds are not free. From whom Yahshua makes free, and you only free when you hear the word of Yah, you continue in the word of Yah. You reading the book, and the power of that truth in the book, that you get no understanding, it means nothing. The most profound thing is that if you read one verse today, you get understanding. And it's a principle that impregnate your life with the seed. This is an ignorant generation. It is a generation of stupidity. It is full of arrogance. It is full of haughtiness. It is full of pride. It has not the power of Almighty Yah. But what has the power of Yah? The shackles of bondage, they're broken. This is the strength of America. She has the masses of the people and the world under this delusional control, and they are given over unto slaveship. That's why the wealth of this nation, they work the poor people in countries for pennies a day. A mother working 16 hours a day, at the end of the week she may bring home $8. It's simply enough to feed her rice, milk, and bread, and her three children. So she has enslaved the world. That's why Shaul said, let the mind. We need the mind of Yahshua. The wealth of America, it is in the power of controlling the minds of the people and to bring them under the slaveship and the masteries of the powers of darkness. That they will be given over unto covetousness and defying the mitzvah, the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. It is a world, this nation is one that is captivated by one thing, and Shaitan has raised up his priests. They are not Kohen, but they are priests. They are not the Kohen of Yah, but they are priests. He has raised up men, like T.D. Jakes and the Biddy Hens. These are priestly men in the order of the slave mentality of the masses of the people. And it brings them under the control and the power of covetousness. And Yah is going to destroy the covetous. Those that are covetous, they have no regard for the things of Yah. They don't regard man. They have no honor for man. And Yah tells us to honor all men. He tells you to honor all men. You understand that? To honor, to show kabod. Kabod unto all men. Yah has granted unto Israel Yahshua. But I speak the truth from the book, uncompromisingly. And I do not fear any man or woman. Your vociferousness, your words, they do not intimidate me. Do not frighten me, because I know who I am. And I know what I am. And I know who has imparted into me what he has imparted. And I will not allow anyone to defy that. I will tell you the truth. For it will break the shackles of your mind. That's why scripture tells us to come out of her, my people. The people of Yah, come out of this religious seduction. The spirit that seduces the mind. I want to tell all your daughters something before I go further. That is why the enemy has caused you all to speak with uncontrollable voices today. And that is what Sheva did with Adam. You may think that you are not trying to take the strength of the man, but what she did, she tried to remove him. He was a Kohen. He was of the priestly order, just like Melchizedek. He had no beginning but by the word of Yahweh, just like Melchizedek. He came out of the bosom of Yah. He was the word of Yah. He was a word of Yah, a word in flesh, but he was not the quickening power of the word of Yah. Yahshua is that quickening power. He made man and he breathed into him the power of life. Jotham saw the head and the authority of man, and so he began to use the woman, Jehovah, to speak, and to speak out of term, and to speak her emotions, they will damn you into hell. And that's what this woman is doing today. The thing that we call the assembly, she's speaking out of term. She's saying, why? Why must we endure? What's the purpose? What's the reason? Why the waste for that? And Yah's answer is this: I will give you Raha, men of character that have come from my bosom, men of strength that will not fear the opposition of men, and they shall feed you with knowledge and with understanding. Not understanding and knowledge, but knowledge. And then the Bina, the Ru'ah of Bina, that you will know, and that you will need no man to teach you, because you will know. I'd rather have a man like that before me than a T.D. Jakes or this snake of hell. I'd rather have that. There's a wickedness in this nation. There is a wrath. There is a trouble in this nation and around the world. And it has come because of one reason. And there is a metaphor in Scripture to show us that the tullah of the worms of a man, they shall never die in the midst of hell. I want to begin here because I want to bring us to a Pacific today in order to move beyond that. Because in order for us to understand why the wicked, and we don't think that we are wicked, do we? Can I show you a wickedness? When the Torah of Yah teaches you a certain aspect and a certain lawful way to walk, you understanding that, and you confront it, and then you walk out of the parameter of that, then you're being criminal. It is like walking to your house, the door is locked, and I say, I will break the lock off of it. Now that is a criminal, has no regard, has no honor. Their conscience have been seared by their own wickedness and the hot spew of their own venomous poison that coursed their minds. Yah says they're going to be turned into hell. The wicked, the rough, shall be turned into hell. And all nations that forget Yah. And when a wicked man is pursuing his own agenda, there is no thought of Yahweh. He is not in his memory. His Torah is not there, his statutes, his ordinance, his counsel is not in that man. But he walks after his own wicked craftiness, his own conceit. And conceit is a man's own sensual wisdom that he has highly exalted himself, and his purpose supersedes anyone else or anything else. That is the conceit of this generation. You cannot allow that to enter into the kingdom, because if it does, it's going to cause havoc. And so he ordained men. That's why Yahshua, before he ascended, he descended. He did not give gifts unto women, but he gave them unto men. And I want all you sisters, any time you step out of the ram to try to judge a brother in hellfire, you're going to lift your eyes. I don't care where you're from. Yah has not given you that right. You're not that spiritual. He that is spiritual judge all things. And you must show the root of the cause. You must deal with the root of the man of Yah or anyone's left. You have no power to do that. None. Period. And so that's why they may raise up this Jezanite spirit among those of the house of Israel. Did not Israel do that? Did not they judge Yah? Did not they judge Moshe? You brought us out here in the wilderness to left us to die. What are you going to do? He's not going to allow the woman to judge him. We're not known by judging him. We're known by the receiving of the correction of Yahweh. He is known by his mishpatim. And so he corrupts your minds, daughters, to have you in this delusional mentality. You think you're spiritual, but you're dumb as hell. Period. You're ignorant as hell. He placed the man to be the head. Yah is the head of Yahshua. Yahshua the head of man. Man is the head of woman. And every time you break that, then you're in trouble. You're in trouble. He meant what he said. Hallelujah. He's not going to change a thing. There is an evil, a wickedness. There are two sore evils in the land. And they're wicked. And they're so vile, they open up a Pandora's box of every kind of evil thing there is. That's why this nation, she is the proliferator of every vile, insidious work of hell that's imaginable. For she controls the species of humankind here like no other nation. They promise you freedom. They promise you liberty. And they make you twofold, the children of hell. That's what they do. So this nation promised you the rights, but yet it doesn't promise you the way to the right way. This nation promised you freedom of speech. Yah commands you to be quick to hear and very slow, very apprehensive, very calculated, very knowledgeable even in what you speak. For the enemy is an accuser. And this is the generation that accuse. He is the accuser of the brothers. And that's why Yah's going to remove this beast to hell. And anytime you accuse the brothers or the sisters, you have birthed a vile, damnable, wicked thing in your mind. You are twisted in your logic. That's not the mind of Yahshua. Show me one, please. Please. Show me one. Show me one that Yahshua accused. Not one. He spoke the truth. I'm here to tell you, you have a man that is sincere before you, whether you believe it or not. He is not one that read a few scriptures, but he labors in the word of Yah, that he may bring edification to you. Hallelujah. That he may bring understanding. That's important, to get understanding. You rail. I know I rail. Because he says, cry aloud and spare not. Show my people their sins. And the house of Yahudah, you fleshly ones, your defiance of the Torah of Yah. Think it because your skin is crystal black that you are the seed? Think it because you are yellow Caucasianist that you are the rightful ones of Israel? You are a damned fool. You are a damned fool. You know not the Ruah of Yah. Hallelujah. And so I stand with the sword of the Ruah with great fervor. Zeal and zest. And I will not capitulate at all. I will not refrain my mouth to speak in a way that is acceptable to a generation that defies Yahweh. There's a sore evil, an evil in this land that is so vile. It is so corrupt that it has opened up a Pandora's box, a box of every kind of unclean spirit, every kind of creeping thing. You understand the things that you allow to creep into your mind? It creeps in because the mind is not pure. That's why, brothers and sisters, there must be a conscientious, a spiritual conscientious thought that you survey your mind, your thought, your lab before you close your eyes that night. Because the scripture tells us not even to go to bed, sleep with wrath in our bosom for our brother or sister. When up against them, you perceive and believe that this one is this way, and you don't have enough of the Sadiq of Yah to warn them. That's wickedness. And so you go to sleep with this unclean mindset, and you wake up even worse than what you went to sleep with. So you find those that are weak and that are as anemic as you. You began to pour out this cesspool of wickedness. You see, that's what the enemy has done. America is a cesspool of every kind of corruption. She kills your children. She enslaves them. She brings them to bondage, to whoredom, effeminateism, men not having the strength and character of men, not having the fortitude of men. She reduces your women down to Jezebelites, not understanding the order and the beauty of the place that Yah has ordained her, that she is a helpmeet to meet the responsibilities of Yah. That he has guarded her with such beauty that when a man finds a wife, he finds a beautiful thing. He has favor of Yah. What a damn twisted mindset. The enemy has twisted your minds and enslaved you to such damnable captivity that your mouth cannot be guarded by the direction of the of Yah. I don't repent and I don't apologize for nothing I say. Period. You're bold. I'm bold in Yahshua. I have that boldness. Of myself, I cannot speak this way. But because I'm led by the Ruah, I can speak without trepidations, without fear, backlash, or whatever. Because I have no fear what anyone can do unto me. Because I am a warrior. I've been bought by the blood of Yahshua. The price has been paid. I'm sealed. My fate is sealed. If I'm going to live 2 more years, my fate is sealed. But it's one thing you will find, that I will be faithful in the 2 years. If that's it, I will be faithful. And I will not hold back anything that Yah commands Israel, but I will defend it to the tilt and the fullness. I will do that. So this evil, this sore evil has come to pass in this nation. The access of the wealthy and the rich. That's why the rich man, he died. And Lazarus died. Scripture says that the rich man, he lifted up his eyes in not torment. It does not say torment. It does not say that he was tormented. It does not say that there was a torment, but he lifted up his eyes in torments. He lifted up his eyes in torments. He opened his eyes and his worms, his tolaw, they were open. He lifted up his eyes in torments, not a torment. One can rationalize with the torments. You're being tormented. But when one has torments, that's multiples. The mind, the worm of the mind never dies. You think your mind is crazy as hell now. Your mind has not been tested. Brothers and sisters, why do you think this thing they call waterboarding? If you think you can handle it, lay flat on your back. Let someone simply get an eye drop and let them drop that bit of water right there between your eyes and see how long you can bear that. Oh, Pastor, that doesn't hurt. Try it. Try it. Oh, I've done it before, and I know how long. I don't care what kind of mind you think you have. But the torments that Yah, his torments are beyond these petty torments that men mustered up from hell. They're not comparable. And the rich man, he was not a poor man. The rich man, he lifted up, he opened his eyes in the, you can call it Sheol, Hinnon, I call it hell. He lifted up his eyes from hell in torments. His worm, his tolaw, had not died. And he saw afar off Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham. And that bosom of Abraham to us today, brothers and sisters, it is the covenant that Yah has granted unto the pride of Israel. It is our assurance. It is the covenant of Abraham. And so the poor man in the bosom of Abraham. The word of Yah is what seals us. It is his promises that gives us strength to press beyond. It is what he's already written, brothers and sisters. Listen to me. Everything that you've ever learned, whether you reject Yah, whatever, you have learned it from some form of a book, from some literature, from some opinion, from some thought, from some philosophy, you have learned it from that way. You are a damn liar. If you think you are the originator of any thought, any concept in your mind, you are an ignorant jackass. You're not the originator. You have learned it. And yet the most compelling story of all time, the book of life, The book that grants unto Israel the power of the eternal inheritance of Yah. We scrutinize it according to our damn corrupt minds. It cannot be scrutinized that way. You cannot even get revelation of this unless it's by the Ru'ah of Yah. That's not always come. It's not going to come that way. So that's what we better pray, that Yah, He grant unto our men spiritual enlightenment, that they be spiritual men, they be men of strength, character, the purpose of Yahweh, and captivates them, rules in their mind. And I say to all you, my brothers, the only way you're going to ever acclaim to that pinnacle, this is one of the most vital things you must understand. Every brother, you must have the ability to hear and be very slow to speak. Don't be so vociferous, man. Listen. Do you understand? Because there is where the revelation comes with a man. He listens, and the little nuggets began to be revealed, and the intricate things of Yah began to be opened unto him. That's what Shaitan did. He spoke, didn't he? Nothing revealed. He had no truth in him, did he? So we find ourselves with much speaking. We find that there's very little truth being presented in that. That's why the most important thing is to listen, to hear. Learn to hear. Hallelujah. Elijah followed Elisha. He said, though you may go, I will not take my eyes off of you. I'm going to follow you until the reward comes. And that's what we must begin to do, my brothers. You sisters as well, we must begin to be quick to hear and slow to speak. The rich man, he lifted up his eyes in torments. And he saw Lazarus in the bosom and the protection of Abraham. He had the covenant of assurance. And our covenant of assurance, not only is Yahweh, he said that the seed of Abraham will be more, or they will be as, now that's what he said, they will be as the sand of the sea and what else? They will be as the sand of the sea and what? Say it loud. Stars of Hashemiah. Why? Because they don't know where the stars are in Hashemiah. They don't know where the multitude of the sands of the sea. They don't know how to number them. And you cannot number Israel. It's not because of this damn corrupt black skin or this vile white skin. It's because of the election of Yah that He's elected Israel and ordained them and poured out the power of His Torah into them. And the witness of that testimony of Yeshua, that I am the living word of Yah, I am Yah, the power of His word, that is our assurance. You try to find it any other way, you're a fool. You're going to be lost. And that's the truth. I don't care what men say. I don't care how they respond. We must have someone that is sincere today. If I'm not sincere, y'all move me, raise up a brother, send someone here. That's real. I want to be real. And one thing I am not is a phony. You may be a prostitute, but not me. Hallelujah. I let it be known, I lay it all out. Not like a dog, like R.G. Stare. These pedophiles of hell. These Kenny Copelands, these children of darkness. Nah, I fear Yah. I do. Hallelujah. That's why I thank Yah for my mother, my grandmother, when they would lay the rod to my back, buttock, and would bruise it royal. Why? Because they drove that damnable, foolish spirit from me. The thing that would have damned me, they drove it from me. I bless them for that. I would tell my mother, it's one thing I do thank you for. You whipped my backside. You whipped me when I deserved it, and you didn't whip me when I still deserve it. You didn't cause me any trouble mentally. I'm not a twisted mentally man. I'm a very stable man. You're boasting? No. You see, I could not handle this if I had an altered, twisted mind. See, that's why some of you all, you take no delight in this, because it doesn't refresh you. Because your mind is twisted. It's not the mind of HaMashiach. It's a carnal, fleshly, deceived mind. That's what it is. For this refresh the mind of Yeshua. It causes the intrinsic values of Yah to come out. His joy, Tefirath, Shimcha, his delight, his gladness, his excitement, his pleasure. That's what it causes. Hallelujah. That's what it causes. So the rich man, he lifted up his eyes in torment.
And he saw Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham, in the covenant of Abraham. And he said, grant unto me that I may go and warn my brothers, the house of my Avat, that they will not come to this place. And Abraham, the living word of Yah, responded, For they have the Nabi and the Torah. If they believe not the prophet, the Nabi of Yah, they will not believe if one rose from the dead and went back to warn them. Well, Pastor Roberts, I don't believe that. You are a fool. For he declared 3 days and 3 nights I shall be in the belly of the earth. He said, and on the third day I shall get up. This is a world population of 6.6 billion people. And you cannot find a remnant that amounts to much that believes that. But he got up. He got up. Not only did he get up. Not only did he get up. But he got up with all. Coal. With all power in his hand. To bind the power of death. That there would be no sting to the Sadiqah. He had the power over the grave. The grave, where's your stronghold? Where's your power? That hell had no legitimate claim on our lives. The world still doesn't believe it. And you sit here and you don't believe it. He did get up with some power. He got up with all power. And so if the rich man had come out, they still would not have believed him. His brothers, they would have said, by your wealth and your character, your beauty, you have rose up. And so by the same mindset, do you see the mind of the rich man in the midst of torments? You would think he would say, even though he said, would you bid Lazarus just to dip his fingertip on just a little water, a little life. Cause Yahshua to touch me, that my thirst may be quenched. You understand the mind of the rich man today. Let me say this, brothers and sisters. We're so ignorant. It's appalling how ignorant I am and how ignorant we are. It's appalling. It's appalling. And we see the very mindset of the rich man, that he defies the very order of Yah. Yah says it is appointed that the man wants to die. And then the judgment. So the rich man today in this nation controls your mind and enslaves your mind to think a certain way. Well, I have my own faith. We are of our own faith. You believe that way, I believe that way. Can I ask you all one question? Will you answer it precisely with all honesty? If the Torah tells us thou shalt not murder, is there only one interpretation to that? There's only one. You don't murder. If the Torah of the Mitzvah of Yah teaches us to remember the Shabbat and keep it kadosh, is there only one interpretation? Can that be more than one Shabbat? There's only one. If Yah says unto us, you shall not take the name of the Yashariah or Shadiah in vain, he that does so or will perform that, he shall not be held guiltless. Then is there a name that he has? It has to be. It has to be. That's why the Torah of Yah is of no private interpretation. That's what we call those that call themselves the Yahuda or Yahudim, the Jews. That's what they have done. They have interpreted it according to their own religious corruption and pollution, just like the Baptists have done, just like the black man, just like the Hebrew man, just like the white man. Just like the Indian, the Spanish man, they've all interpreted it according to their likes. So you have translation of the New International. You have the Black Bible, they call them. You have the White Bible. You have the Racist Bible. You have the Woman's Bible. You have the Children's Bible. They can be Bibles. And I have no problem with them being Bibles. But they are not Scripture. They are not Scripture. For all Scripture is given by the inspiration of Almighty Yahweh. So these are not inspired renditions of Scripture. Because Yah, He moved on men that were kadosh, kodesh, men that were clean and pure, their minds were given over unto the lawful things of Yah, and He moved on them by the Ruah, and they wrote as the wind or the breath of Yah filled them. They wrote the instructions unto Yisrael that we should walk in, we should abide in, we should live in. They should sustain us. They will be our strength. Our character will reflect what the word of Yahweh says. Come on, look to your neighbor. I know these whorehouses do it. Come on, look to an adult. Don't look to no child. And say, does my character reflect Yah? Does my character reflect the word? And now say, woe unto me. That's the truth. Woe unto you. Oh, there's an epithet. There's an epithet in the song that that Curtis Mayfield wrote. Never heard it. Don't want to hear it. That if there is a hell, all of us are going. What he was saying, literally in a natural philosophical realm, is that I have traveled and gone throughout the whole world. I've sang before the masses from one continent to the other. And what I find a deceitfulness and a corruption in people that is just so unreal. Brothers and sisters, unless Yahshua is real in you, you are a deceitful, vile liar. Your conversation do not converse on the things of Yah. They are sensual, they are foolish, they are polluted, and they are hellish. Why? Because that thing in your mouth, the tongue, is a hellfire. Your tongue is a hellfire. And the ones that receive that hellishness from you, they're going to be set on the course of hell as well. It's full of iniquity and deceit and lies. Hallelujah. The rich man, his mind said, I defy the very order of Yah. America's rich, isn't she? Sure she is. I was listening to data the other day that this nation's military, do you all hear me? This nation's military, the Pentagon, they use 350,000 gallons or 350,000 barrels of oil a day. And according to GDP, they will be the 28th largest nation in the world. Just one entity in this vile whore that robs and destroys and pollutes. And I will show you as I bring us a final analogy as we go closer unto understanding the hellfire and the reason and the very ages of hell that Yah has ordained upon the earth, that it may procure all of those that are vile and corrupt out of the way, and that the Tzaddikah, the righteous seed of Yah, may prevail, and they're going to inherit the earth, they're going to inherit the riches of Yah, and it shall be theirs forever. And that is the truth. And that is the truth. I don't believe that. Isn't that amazing? Because these fools today find rocks and things that they say that are 100 billion years old. So you tell me that Yah made a rock to sustain some form 100 billion years, and He made man the most profound thing upon the face of the earth in all creation, that he is just a mere vape of smoke. What if life is gone, that's the end of him. Not so, my brothers and sisters. Not so. This is the philosophy of the agnostics and the religious dogs that they are, and the rich man. The rich man controls the media. He controls your buying power. He controls where you work. He controls where you live. He controls how you eat. He controls how you love your wife. He controls how you love your husband. He controls how you raise your sons. He controls how you raise your daughters. That's what the rich man does. It's either that or the scripture is a damnable lie. I want to begin in Kohiti, in Ecclesiastics. I know that I've gone forth in a dialogue, but that's all right. I'm going to maintain the course, and there will be things that I will interject into this, but I will finish the course. As the old Kiddushim would say, I will finish if I die trying. And that I will. You can make no mistake about that. We're going to have to be prepared. The scripture says in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, Verse 9, Kohiti. It says, moreover, as this man speaks, Solomon with a profound utterance, was he a rich man? Was Solomon wealthy? Yet he speaks of the vanities, of the deception of riches. Does T.D. Jakes command in his doctrines, Benny Hinn, Paul Crouch, Creflo Dollar, these children of hell, this Jezebel out there in Missouri, Maryland, Hickey, do they not tell you that their God wants you to be rich? Is that not the profound doctrine of this age? Don't sit here like hypocrites on me. Look at some of your kid folks in these whorehouses. Their minds are controlled. They got a little raggedy piece of tin of a vehicle, and that musts up this great arrogance of haughtiness and pride. They're bound by the shackles of slavery. They're the assets of this vile conduit of hell to procure many into hell. America has a great vision, doesn't she? America has a great vision, doesn't she? She's a blind Jezebel dog. And the blind always lead the blind. And they always fall into the ditch. This nation has fallen into the ditch. She has let the world in it. The world has fallen into the ditch. He said, moreover, the Yithron, the prophet, the advantage or the excellence, the gain that one perceives that one has, one think that they are better. The Yithron, the gain or the prophet. The earth is for some. For who? So the oil that comes out of the earth over there in Nigeria, is it for all the little folks there? The rich man doesn't think that way. Now that's what that prophet is, that Yitron, or the advantage, or what it supplies for the prophet of the earth. We got Monsanto, these conglomerates, these whorehouse dogs of hell. That this vile institution of America, that Monsanto, do you understand what I'm saying? There are farmers in this country that have farmed 30 years and they have cross-pollinated certain seeds or corns and they were all natural, you hear me? They were all heirloom corns to create a seed that would be prolific in the soil that they grow in the region of the country. Now here come this rich conglomerate, this whore. No one in America has any right to take patent on a seed. And she has patent over 11,000 seeds. Hear me, brothers and sisters. And if she comes to your farm and find that wheat growing, and the wheat could have blown off a truck passing your farm. She find that growing, she can confiscate your farm. Your wealth, and you're not getting out of it. There are cases beyond cases in this nation where they're doing it. How, yeah, he brought the grass and it yields seed. He brought the peach tree and it yields seed. He made you, he made man, and there's a seed in man. And this wicked nation, this wicked cauldron of wickedness, you better come out of it. You better come out of her thinking. You better come out of the attitude of this nation, her dress, her frolicking, her attitude. You better come out of it, brothers and sisters. Yah says that the earth of the prophet of the earth is for all to profit. It's for all of us. The seed is for all of us. So how is it that in this nation, it's only for those that are wealthy and the world is becoming fastly that way? For the Yithron of the earth, it is for all. Does it say that in your book? It's for all or some? The Hebrew, the kul, that means every and the full of everything included, is for all. It's not meant for a white man. It's not meant for a Jewish man. It's not meant for a black man. It's not meant for the man. It's not just meant for the woman, but it's meant for all. Whether he's a sinner, whether he's far removed from Yah, but it's meant for all. That's what the book says. Now, if a man of this profound wisdom, did they come from all over the world to hear the wisdom of Solomon? They came from all over the world to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Queen of Sheba said, the half has not been told of you. I've heard stories of you, but in your presence to hear what you say. Was Solomon real? Was Solomon real? Was he a man? And you think that Yah doesn't do that today? You are ignorant as hell. He has not changed. Is Yah the same today? Was he the same yesterday? Will he be the same forevermore? He will be the same. Hallelujah. And yet they came from all the world to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And yet he concludes unto us in this rhetorical scrutinizing of his life and to see what things had eclipsed in his life. As Ruah began to take him back and cause him to be settled and to wander to speak of the profoundness of Almighty Yahweh. For the prophet, the Yitron of the earth is for all. Look at this. The king, the Melech himself, is served by the field, is he not? Mr. Bush, his meals come, they come from gardens. They're grown just like yours. The vehicle he drives, the gas, must be like the gas you put in yours. So the earth is for Yah, for his creation, to Yitron, to have advantage, to understand his excellence, for their lives to be what we will call better. That is not in this superficial thing that what we call better today. Because you live in a neighborhood and your house payment is $3,000 a month and mine is $300, you think that constitute better? What is your house built of? Brick? So is mine. What kind of tennis shoes your boys wear? Where did they come from? Well, they were built, they were made in the Philippines. So are the ones for my son. This is a simple, stupid world. That Jezebel down there in Atlanta wanted you to buy him. Do you know how much your house payment is a month? $26,000. And that's a pauper house for some of these ecclesiastic dogs. Dave France said to me, Pastor Roberts, I fly over this country. He said, I was flying over Mississippi one day. He said, I'll tell you the truth, Pastor Roberts. He said, I see all these mobile homes and little shacks. And amiss, you see these cathedrals of hell, multi-million dollars. And he said something that was strange, not strange, but the way he said it. He said, $1 million parking lots. Parking lots, millions of dollars. And they're empty. No one. And yet they oppress the little poor hirelings to bring these dogs their pennies. That they live like paupers of hell. Tear it down, Yahweh. Bring down her stock market. Cause the banks to collapse. Well, that little change you all got has got to go in smoke. It's nothing but smoke anyway. Who cares? That is not what preserved me. It is the integrity and the tzaddik, the righteousness of Yah. Bring it down, Yah. No jobs, bring it down. Hallelujah. Even the kings are served by the fields. Even the kings are served by the word of Yah. Isn't that so? As the river turneth, so Yah turns the heart, the lev of the king. So he turns the heart of the king. Verse 10, he says, he that loves silver and gold shall not be shabbat. They shall not be satisfied. They shall not be full. There shall be no shalom in them. They shall not have this fullness. Shabbat. They shall not have this fullness. They that love silver and gold. Is not that the main doctrine of today? The reason I'm teaching this today, because I must open up and show you what Pandora's, what evil box has been opened, brothers and sisters. You must listen and hear. Don't let your ears become humdrum, but don't let weariness ensue you. You need understanding. That's why we continue to fall like dumb, beastly animals. That's why we're in the cauldron of sin. Yah set judges, shocked him in the midst of Israel. They judged, they walked in the fear of Yah. It's only when they died, they went back to their wickedness. And when the visitation of Yahshua comes in the midst, it's only when that visitation is not real to you, you go back to your ways. You go back to your conversation. I don't want to act like I did. I don't want to act like I did yesterday. I don't even want to think like that. I see a progressive, and I'm telling you the truth. I don't say this to be boastful as to what I am because I'm nothing. But I always see a progressive intuitiveness and a growth in my life every day. When I wake up tomorrow, I will see a progression. Every single day of my life. Every day I see a sharpness of maturity. I see a sharpness of enlightenment. Every single day. That is the delight for me to live. Because an older one becomes wiser each day, each minute, each hour. They increase with understanding. And if your life has not been constituted that way, you are most miserable. You don't have to say nothing. It's still the truth. Hallelujah. I see myself from yesterday as utter pity. I see it as an utterly pitiful man. And tomorrow I will look upon this man. I will revisit this message somehow in my mind. I may hear it on the radio and I say, how utterly shallow he was. If it wasn't for Yah just using that piece of thing, what could he present? Tell me, what's the value in you? It's only the word of Yah that he's put in you. It is great. Your flesh, as far as your flesh there dwelleth and habit, no tough. Nothing that is worth even buying. Nothing. Who wants a dead corpse? Nobody. Hallelujah. So those that seek silver and gold, and these whorehouses teach them, quote, Gad, Menai want you to be rich. And so they set their thought on silver and gold. 2 and 3 jobs, abandoning their children, their husbands. They run greedily as Baal. They run greedy after gain. They're not trying to gain the knowledge of Yah. They're not. You must understand what the rich man has done to your mind, to our attitude, and what kind of spirit he has imparted into us, because we have given ourselves over unto to the course of this nature. Yah's going to kill every rich man. I don't care what the lion, Benny Hinn and T.D. Jakes say, that rich people go to heaven, go into the kingdom. Yahshua says, I say unto you, it is easier. And I tell you what, I'll take a step down from you, HaMashiach. If you can get a fly through the eye of a needle, that's the chance of a rich man going into the kingdom. He's full of vile, venomous wickedness. When you find a people that's rich, they're vile, they're evil. And brothers and sisters, that's why Shaitan is trying to control the minds of the masses. Give them over unto this disillusional appertaining of a thing. He tried to do what Yahshua did, he not? He did not offer him little old Rutby, Jefferson, South Carolina, that wasn't even existing, but the land was. He didn't offer him New York. He did not offer him Jerusalem. He showed him the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. He said, and all of this shall be yours if you bow down and worship me. And this nation, she spans the globe, the nations of the world, with her power, her control, her enslavement. Why? Because she has fallen down. She's a nation of hell. She's a nation of Shaitan. She has been raised by Shaitan. She has been birthed. She has been girded about her. Her mind is the mind of Shaitan. That's why this nation is crazy. That's why you're twisted in your mind, because it's not the thinking of Yahshua. Can I tell you something, brothers and sisters? It was one thing that Yahshua did. Even when we went before Pilate, even when they accused him, he opened not his mouth. He didn't say a word. Why? Because there's no guile in you. I will tell all you brothers and sisters something. When I talk to you, when you open your mouths in a way, I know there's guile. You can say what you can say what you want. If I tell you, you're twisted as hell, make something of what you think. I know what I'm saying. I go to scripture. You may go with emotions and what you think you are, but I will tell you what scripture is. But he opened not his mouth. Because there was no guile, there was no bitterness, there was no filthiness, there was no unclean nature in him. And the first thing we do, we open our mouths, don't we? Sure we do. Hallelujah. See, one that is wise, they're quiet. A wise man, he's heard because he doesn't speak. A wise woman, her character speaks more than anything. Her attitude. So fool is heard, think he's heard because of his much talk. You talk a lot, preacher. I talk about Yah, though. If I'm talking to somebody, yeah, and how to make this place more aesthetic for you to live at Shalom and quit being a murmurer and a complainer and wicked and unappreciative. I appreciate everything Yah does. I appreciate every penny that comes in, every nickel. I judge myself, scrutinize myself very hardly when I consider I've wasted money. Or I buy stuff, like I say, well, that's not going to work, but we've used it. I do. I scrutinize myself. Well, you have more. What? Don't I? I haven't been to Brother Dale's house. I don't know when I'll go there. I can't go to his house until I visit Deacon Benny. I bring the Brother James house and up off the land and hear Deacon Benny live right here. How long he's lived there? Never been in his house. So I can't go to his house and have a cup of tea before I go there. And I don't know when I'm going to make it there. This year, maybe. So I may make it to his house next year. And you wait down the road, my brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So but my house is an open house. You can come. Nothing to hide. The people understood what little Yah grants here and what it does. You ignorant jackasses don't understand that. He said, the little that a Siddiq man has is greater than all the wealth of the wicked. I'm glad he gives us little. I don't pray for no $1 million offering. Yah, if you bless us to get $3,000, that would be all right. I don't pray for no million. I don't want no $1 million. Because it will cause us to think crazy. Sure would. I don't think like that. I think with the mind of Yahshua. Don't need $1 million. We just need the Emunah, the faith of Yah. $1 million can do what we need to do. We need confidence in Him. We need to trust Yahweh. We need to believe Him. So the rich man, he's wicked. Can I say this before I go farther? That sister's been in the hospital all that time. Up there in Newport News, Sister Renee. They've cut her. They flayed her. They pumped poison into her. They will not let her out. Why? Until they knew they were getting their money. So they have really destroyed this woman because of the greed. The love of money is the root of all evil. They will not let her out. And other day, when they said, when there was an agency, they would pay the bill. They said, now you can go. You are right to go. So don't tell me about rich men. They're not going into the kingdom. It is easier for gnats to go through the eye of a needle than for rich man to enter into the presence of Yah. And I want to show you why. That's why the rich man in his Torah, his worms, he died not. He lifted up his eyes, not in a torment, but torments. And this nation is rich. She's callous. She's wicked. She's a nation. As her birth, her begetting, her ancestors' strength was the induction or the introduction of slavery and bondage of the people. That concept has not been dissipated. She doesn't care who she slaves. Whether your skin is white, whether it is black, whether it's brown, whether you are Jew, it makes no difference at all. For she has enslaved the minds. This is her ancestor day. She has enslaved the minds of the people. And she caused them to labor for nothing. And she's getting richer. Those, how absurd it is. When this, what's his name? Renault here of, not Prince Fellow of Citibank. But he was of Lehman Brothers. They lost $8 billion during the mortgage crisis. Do you not know he walked away with a parachute of $200 million? And people are losing their jobs. There's the scripture that says that a poor man is an abomination unto the rich. He despises him. He despises him. So the rich despise you. I don't care if their skin color is the same as yours. It means nothing. So Shaitan has done a beautiful job. You think that these whorehouses will let me come in here in their convocations? They don't have convocations. And their whore gatherings and let me talk like this. You think they're going to let someone espouse this kind of doctrine and spew out this kind of foaming, venting dialogue? They're not going to do that. Period. You must establish the power of the rich man, how he has enslaved the masses of the people. Your sons are enslaved, your daughters. He got some enslaved to driving a ball or running a football. Some enslaved to greed and covetousness and gain. But the minds of this generation, it is a mind that is enslaved. And they can alter your mind concept with polls and presenting certain things. That's what the rich men do. That's why Mr. Rupert Murdoch, that's why he wants to own all of the written press and the internet ports and things of that nature so that they can dispense information to control your mind. Can I ask you all a question and be brutally honest? How was your mind formed? By things you read, things that you began to be taught. Mama taught you A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P. Well, it took you a long time to realize the sequential order of the alphabets and their proper enunciation. So your mind was shaped by teaching and concepts and thoughts and theories that being theorized. And you took those and internalized them and you theorized and you interpret them and you passed them out as a form of some sufficient knowledge you had. But you were just a pawn of what has already been passed down. That is why Yah has given Yisrael the Torah, that our minds, our concepts, our thoughts, our behavior, our action will be shaped by the power of the Torah. And he has gone beyond that. Then he gave us a living power, the quickening power of the Torah in Yahshua, that it will be made alive. And then the appreciation for the Torah, it will be such a great thing for us that the more that we draw from this living well in us, then the more we appreciate our Abba. Do you literally think about him and really appreciate him during the course of the day? And the reason we don't do that, because we have not come out of her. You think about getting this, getting that, having this, having that. And yet your mind think about why not me or why omit me. Yah is going to say to them, Yahshua said, Yah will say, get away from me. You workers of iniquity, I never knew you. You foul men. Did we not cast out demons in your name? Lay hands on the sick. He said, I never knew you. I gave $100 a week means nothing. Yah loves a cheerful giver anyway. If you give, give cheerfully. Don't give just to give. Always give cheerfully. Be happy when you give. Hallelujah. And you give looking for nothing back either. Because I got a kingdom above high. I got a place. Dave France said to me, say, Pastor Roberts, I fly these planes, these jets. He says, if it's one thing that causes me to be cognate of reality. He says this. I say it all the time. He says, I know within 15 seconds I could be dead. I say, I like that. That's my saying. I say, that's the thing that keeps my mind focused. I know I'm going to die. And can I tell you something? I appreciate that. What hypocrites. He said, it's appointed once to die. Yah said it. And all things give Torah are some things. Toda Yah. I appreciate how faithful he is. I'm going to die. Are you afraid for what? You got power over life and death. Can you say to him, nay, I'm going to die. I said to him, that is the thing that causes my perspective in life every day, that it becomes a little more refined, a little more refreshed. Because we're getting to the age, you're a little farther. You may outlive me, but you're getting there. You may outlive me. We all in that same little generation, ain't far. You outlive me, but it's coming. Ah, because you're all young. There's something that, I don't see this, I don't have to lift up Brother Dale or his flesh, his wife either, I will not do it. But every night before I go to bed, Sister Roberts has a picture of Jayla and Abner. And every night as I turn the light out, that is a reminder and a refresher. I see that little Charles, you're standing there, my brother. All what you're trying to do, promote. No, I'm trying to promote the word of Yah to let you know that if that little child trusted that without murmuring, complaining, I will trust in Yahweh until I die. Every single night. And because I see her, it makes me think about those that have gone on. I know some of y'all never think like that. Until I mention things like that. Were you trying to make yourself look wonderful? No, I'm nothing. He is great. I'm trying to show you what he says. That's why I said, I bless Yah. And I rejoice that it is appointed unto me to die. Because he said it. He hasn't lied. And if I don't die, then he is not truthful. Hallelujah. So I rejoice in that with great rejoicing. I'm not afraid of it either. So the rich man today, he controls your perceptions, your thoughts. Yet we can see from hell how the rich man responded even unto Yah. Abraham was a visible state of Yah in the midst. And that's how the rich people respond. Well, you can have your God and do what you want to, or you can have your faith. And that is the permanent message today. Your faith, your faith, your faith, your faith. What is faith? They do not have the imuna of Yah, and the imuna is the measure that Yah put in you, my brother and my sister, that we will have confidence in him and that we will trust him. That's the imuna. That's the imuna of Yah. Not this damn trust that Islam has, or Buddha, or Muhammad, or Krishna, or Leotasia. It's not, that's not the faith. That's not the imunah of Yah. It is what he has imparted to Israel, that they can believe what he has written in them, and that is the truth. Isn't it amazing that we believe lies before we believe the truth? I receive the truth. I thought I would get through with this today. I know I'm not, but that's all right. Brothers and sisters, don't think that I'm not going to finish what I started, all right? I'm going to finish. You see, the more I dig, the more I have to alter the course. It's almost like building there, isn't it, Deacon Horn? You may run into big roots here. How do you get past that? Soil has to look different. So you have to be prepared for that. And so once you begin to dig, you begin to discover things you didn't realize was there. And we've been best not to dig. And so as I dig, I see things and, man, I'm identified here. I've already dug it up. No, can't turn away from it. So I cannot turn away from it. And most of all, I will not turn away from it. I love you enough to tell you the truth. And to dispense in this house the whole counsel that he grants unto me. Not some. But the whole counsel. I will cry loud and I will not spare. I will show you your sin. You're not going to show me my sin. I will show you your sins. And I will show the house of Yahudah, you that are fleshly, your transgressions, and how your mind is turned from Yah. I will show you that. We need men like that. And the beauty of your daughters of Zion, it caused the love of the man to grow fat and strong when he sees the beauty of the representation of Yah in you. That's what it does. And nothing that pleases me more than a beautiful daughter of Zion. He's not even a strong man. Not even a strong man. Ain't nothing more beautiful than a beautiful daughter of Zion. That's the truth. I love that above all things. There's a beauty. There's an honor that is greater than you can ever imagine. Because you sense all the quality, the essentials of Yah, the humility, the sense of direction, the focus, the beauty that emanates from the inward parts. Because there's a pure Torah in her. That's beautiful. When I see that, I marvel. I do. I love that greater than anything, anything, anything. There's nothing more beautiful than that. You see, the world, because the rich men control everything, they're destroying your wives. You've given them a phony perception of what true love is. Does Yahweh love his people? As many as Yah loves, he chastens, he rebukes, he pull up your dress and down your breeches. He get the run of correction. And he scant that butt. and he scourgeth. That's just not a little hit. If I want to scourge you, they take something that draw blood from you. When my mother wanted to make an improvement upon my character, she was ignorance. But mama would get that drop cord, and when she said, take the shirt off, that would draw something from you. You weren't stepping on that one. Oh, she could beat me with switches at times that I could take it. You know, I could take it. But when she said, take off that shirt, unroll, no t-shirt. She said, take that off. When she began to commence on that naked back, after the second one, it drew it out of you. Sure did. When she twisted your mind, I'm glad she twisted my mind. Because that mind was a crazy mind. And in order to have his mind, that old mind's got to be twisted out. You got to be renewed. Hallelujah. So I don't have no problem with that. Hallelujah. If what she did twisted my mind this way, I don't even pray to the dead. But Yah, Todayu, for by Thenia Davidson, you know her better than I do. I barak you for that. And every drop chords, every switch, every abusive phrase to let me know that I'm your son. I have no problem with that. I'm satisfied with the result. I'm satisfied. Very much satisfied. For that mind was twisted to this. That's all right. I like the rewards of that. He says in verse 11. He says in verse 10. He that loves silver shall not be shabbat with silver. Nor he that loves abundance with increase. He said, this is also vanity. This is empty. Frivolous. It has no transitory satisfaction. There's a transitory unsatisfactory. It is an illusional thing for the moment. It produces nothing. He said, when goods increase, when you have much, when your little bank account increase, that's when folks get stingy with the yard, don't they? If I made 10 an hour, I would pay my tithes. Well, they make 11 an hour and don't pay their tithes. When they were making 4 an hour, they paid them. When they made 3.50 an hour, they paid them. If I made 15 an hour, I would give more. They give nothing. The rich man, he's a stingy dog. He doesn't give anything. He does his philanthropy for his own recognition. Or he says he doesn't want to be recognized, but it's for his own identity. He said, those who eat them are increased. And what a kishron, or what profit, or what advantage is there to the owner, except he be holding them with their own eyes. The sleep of a laboring man is sleep. I know that one. That's the true testimony. You that have labored. Come on, Brother Dolphus, you all go out here and cut trees. And Brother James, that sleep is sweet, isn't it? You labor all day, that hard work, sweating, pinning your back. That's sweet sleep. He said, but the sleep of the laboring man is sweet, and we that labor in this truth is sweet to lay down at night. When I labor in the word of Yah, when I sit up, I said, El Lamar said to me, I intended to come by your house, but I saw the lights out at 8:30. I saw Brother James' truck. I thought he was there. I said, no, I had that all day yesterday to pick some things up because I want to beautify the dining hall, make it pretty. And I said, I went to bed early. Well, I really could not sleep because I wanted to get up and see what the book says. I can't sleep like that. I wanted to get up and see what the book says. But all of a sudden, the sleep was sweet. And I didn't wake up until there were a few coals in the fireplace. And what awakened me, it was chilly. I had the window up. We had a hard freeze last night. Anything that's going to live after freeze is not going to live after this one. That was the killer. And so I had the window up and that cold, brisk air coming in. And of course, instead of being about 68, it had plunged down into the 50s. And all of a sudden, I jumped up. Whoa, it's cold. And there were only a few coals in the fire. But the fire was there. The kindling. And threw that on a little breathing. The breath. Then he began to build. Didn't feel the warmth right away, but that's all right. The fire was there. That was the most important thing. And so the sleep of a laboring man is sleep, whether he eats little or much. When a man labors, he doesn't eat much. Come on, brothers, when you labor, you don't eat much. You go out and work hard, you don't eat much. You that don't do much, that eat much. Whether he eats much or little, but the abundance of the riches will not suffer him to sleep. When a man is rich, it will not suffer him to sleep. That's why they have no rest in Yeshua. That's why the Shabbaton of Yah, the rest of Yah, those that are rich, that's why today is a busy day. They're preparing for their pagan whore days. Their gluttonous swine activity on next Thursday. Their pig feet chitlins and their wicked ham hocks and ham dinners that defies the Torah of Yah. It's wrong to be a part of it. It's a wickedness to be a part of it. I don't even want to eat anything on those days that represent that turkey feast or anything. We're going to have pizza and a wonderful time. We're going to have guests here with us. So bless y'all for that. We're going to play scripture trivia and fellowship with each other. Brothers will be off from work. Have some great activities of fellowship. Hallelujah. But not in the way the world in this pagan, damnable feast of gluttony, greed, that begins this solstice or this pagan worship of the gods of harvest. And much and greed and lust and covetousness. And that will follow until the first of their Roman pagan year. And they will eat, they will drink, they will be drunken. Their attitude changed, they lift themselves up, they feel rich. Or they will feel rich with their spirits and wonderful and their drunkenness. Yah doesn't want us to be a part of that. Only his feast days. Only his convocation, his mikrah. That he has ordained. These of hell, they're pagan. They celebrate the greed and the lust of man. And Yah's mikrah celebrate him. We ought not in any capacity participate in it. Sit down with their turkey damnable dressings and their gravies of hell. It's wrong. It's not of Yah. You should not be a part of it. Separate yourself. And they call the next day, you know what they call that? Black. That's the Black Friday. That's when these black, darkened fools began to go in their pagan whirlwind, twisted mindset, bind with greed and folly. You all don't have to agree with me. It's still the truth. This preacher's not afraid. I know more about those things than you do because I studied them out to understand the significance and the importance of how it translates to Scripture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says in verse 13, this is what I want to get to. There is a halah, there is a sore. I want you to understand this verb here. There's a sore. In the Arabic or the Hebrew, it is halah. Now, I had to write this down for you to understand the meaning. There is a halah. It is to become weak. Is this nation strong? She's a cowardly whore. She bombs from the air. She has no power to fight or engage. Become weak. To become sick. Is this not a sickly nation? Yes. It's sick. That is what this halah is. Become sick to become sorry. We are sorrowful people. Our attitudes are sorrowful. Our purpose, our energetic desire. You see men today, they're sorry. They walk sorry. You see women today, they're sorry. They're lazy looking. They have no effervescence, no energy. And I'm talking about young women too. Sloppy looking. Sickly. No effeminate essence. You find men with more effeminate qualities than the women. Hallelujah. Don't take it back. Will you hit me? I intend to, honey. Don't take one word back. To make oneself sick, we make ourselves sick, don't we? I'm sick of Gene. I'm sick of David. Randy, you make me sick. Brother Dave, we get sick, don't we? This is a sick nation. To make oneself sick, to show signs of sickness, we are anemic, we are weak, we're sick, we're lethargic, there's no energy. None whatsoever. To make oneself sick, to grieve, to be wounded, to be grievous, infirmities, and to be put to pain. That is the sword, the halah. That's what Yah says. He said that's such an evil in the land that it makes the people weak. And the rich folks, they make people weak today. They tell them your jobs, you have these money market boys, these boys that buy the funds, what do you call that? I can't think of the words. They're brokers somewhat, but they buy businesses, and they gut them out, at short profit, and they sell them for billions of dollars profit. And all the rich get richer. The nations are sick. Here it is in their pagan holidays. They tell them 12,000 are going to be laid out. They become sick and weak. And because their mental capacity cannot grapple that, they become weak. Their bodies, their immune system is lost. They have no ability to fight. And this nation is sick. It's on drugs. It is a drug addict nation. It is full of drugs. They talk about the crack boys. They're talking about the cocaine boys. This nation is worse than that. They got grandmama on Ritalin. They got granddaddy on cocaine. He's 98, said, I can't make it without my cane. I gotta have my medicine. I got to buy the pills. He will take every dime just like a prostitute going to the pimp house and taking every nickel to get the last rock to smoke. They may not be smoking the rock, they're downing the rock, but that's what they need, because they're sick, they're miserable, they're afraid, they're weak, they're fragile, and Yah gives us a constitution. But the rich man has said, to hell with what Yah says, I tell you what to do. Yah says unto Israel, don't learn the ways of these fools, don't act like these heathens, don't walk in their paths, don't go in their ways, and none of these diseases, the weakness, the sickness, the infirmities shall overtake you like it overtake Miss Rahab. Don't learn their ways. Don't have their mindset. Come out from them. Be ye shepherds. Don't give your children to them. Don't give your wife your home. Give your house unto me. As far as me and my house, we're going to serve Yahweh. I declare it. Sister Roberts will not stay with me if she doesn't want to serve Yah. Hallelujah. I will not. And that's the truth. She will not be a part of me. If she turn away from Yah today, she's gone. And I pray that she has the same heart and desire. Hallelujah. Yah turns a man away today, I'm telling you, he's not coming back. Give them over to hell. There's a sore, there's a halah, there's a sore evil. There is a sore ra evil. Ra. There's a sore unpleasant. That's why the wicked shall be turned into hell. The ra. And all that forget Yah, there's an evil. This is what the word ra, or this word evil in Kohiti 5:13 means. It's ra. It's just not evil. It's just not one being. But it's ra. It has an indication that are more than a wickedness. But it actually means this. I had to write, put these defined definitions in here, because I want you to understand, brothers and sisters. There are many times that I don't take my time to express the detailed analogies of things, because I want us to get the full gist of what Yah knows that we need for the moment. That you would in turn go back and search it out and see whether the things that I preach to you, they are of strength or they are just a false analogy. Hallelujah. You know what? They say you teach an old dog tricks. I don't want to be an old dog, but I tell you what, Yah teaches me his way every day. Hallelujah. I have no problem with correction. So you ought to have the light of Yah bristling from you as a lighthouse. When I see you all, I say, man, I like that boy. Something that's beautiful, you don't even want to touch that. You don't want to pollute it. That's the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shindanabiyah. He can raise up a prophet among us. I have no problem with that. Just speak profoundly, brother. None whatsoever. Hallelujah. I want him to do that. I want a brother that speaks prophetically and with the strength. Send him, yeah. I don't care where he comes from. He can come from Ukraine. He can come from Zimbabwe. He can come from China. It makes no difference. I will know when he comes. Hallelujah. I endeavor with all sincerity, brothers and sisters, to open up this light to us. I'm not false. And I'm not afraid to speak or to share with you. If I feel a way about you, I'm not afraid to tell you that. I would be cowardice not to tell you. I've said it many times. I don't like it. I don't like this one. I don't like her ways. So I'm not a coward. There's one thing that I've never been that. Hallelujah. Never. You call me weak? That's true. But coward? Nah. Not that. Weak? Yes. That's why I say, yeah. Help. Make me strong. Fortify me. I'm weak, sister. If it had not been for Yah on my side, where would we be? Man. You saw me down the sin road. I saw you. We were so simple, we couldn't even see we saw each other. Wickedness so unclean, didn't even know what wickedness was. It was perceived right. Come on. Oh, I can shake that with any of you. No different. Hallelujah. If it had not been for Yahshua on my side, tell me where would I be? Boom, 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 boom. Where would I be if it had not been for Yahweh on my side? Tell me where would I be? Where would I be? He woke me up this day. Did he not wake us up? He started us on the path as that we said, I was glad to go into the bite of Yah in the presence of Yahshua. Yahshua's in the midst here. For the word of Yah is here. That's why you need to pray for those that have the oracles of Yah. You need to pray for them. You don't have to talk with your damn wicked mouths. Pray for them that the light of Yah may shine brighter. Their understanding may be enlightened. A prostitute can do that. You need to pray Yah strengthen them. Hallelujah. No, I would have prayed for Deacon Benny. Yeah, preach up there, my brother. I want him to speak a word. No, I want him to speak a word of strength. People be captivated. That they're strengthened. The levers made fat. Hallelujah. That they can do a better job than I can on things like that. Because I'm a kind of a preacher that my words sometimes are a little different than theirs in the expression. They say the same words, but the expression, and it's a little different. Hallelujah. Where I may go and just whack it up and may not heal it the way it ought to be healed. Deacon Benny just go in there and he'll make sure that the splinters are put back on right and take them on, put them back on right. He knows the bone is broken. He's make sure everything is right. Hallelujah. 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 You in pain. It's all right for someone to bear you up, isn't it? Hallelujah. Sure it is. I know it is for me. I hate pains. Now, I just do. And that's the truth. I want to move on. I want to finish this in Kohiti because there's so much to this. But I want to give us a threshold because next week, it is Yah's will. I will continue in this, all right. The wicked man, the rich man, lifted up his eyes in hell and torments. In torments. Whereby his tovah, his worms, did not die. He said unto Jacob, my friend Jacob, your worm. So you tell me that the skin complexion of this is better? Well, the skin complexion of something as light is better? You're a worm. You're nothing but a maggot. Maggot. And white flesh is damnable trash. Black flesh is wicked. That's the truth. Hallelujah. He says in verse 13. For there's a sore evil in the land, which I've seen under the sun. And he precisely named it. He said, riches of Shear, the wealth kept of the owners, therefore of their own. Now you see the word hurt there, isn't it? In verse 13 of Kohiti 5, it says hurt, right? But what I did research, it actually has this, it is ra. He said, therefore to their own evil, to their own ra. Their own evilness, their own unpleasurable, their own wickedness. It is the same word when you use the word evil, to their own evil. And when folks began to care for money, that's why the love of money is the root of all evil. And those that seek after that, they pierce themselves through with many hurts and many blunders. When a man began to pursue wealth and money, that's why this nation is evil as wickedness can be. For this is a nation that loves money. They raise up a priest from hell, a prison pimp that's been shot 11 times, and he names himself 50 cents, and he's worth almost $100 million today. Now, these are the kinds of priests they raise up. He comes out with a metaphor, get rich or die trying. You see the granddaddy being pimped by his music? You see the grandmother being pimped by it? Your sons and your daughters, their minds are being pimped by it. They're not getting richer, and they're dying spiritually, but he is getting rich. You say what you want to. Well, they got a counterpart in the Caucasian realm. His name is Eminem. He's an Eminem white pimp. And so he pimps them from every echelon, every color, every stratus. And he called your mama, your daughters the same thing the other one called them, all right? Hoes and the other ones, okay? I'm not afraid to use it. I just won't use it today. Hallelujah. And so the Murdochs and these powerful men that run the record industry, and they pimp this out and they promote you, and they pimp that in your mind. They pimp you like a whore. They pimp you like a prostituting slut. That these mammies will take every nickel to buy the Barbie drawers and the Barbie bras for these little whorish daughters, the little titty nippers and all that showing, and they pimp their sounds and they punk fashions and dressing like ignoramuses, have no ability to put a belt on to pull their pants off, their buttocks, and they pimp them unto the spirit of hell. And the rich man, he gets back, he said, now, when you open yourself over unto that, then he's able to pour in that evilness, that sore wrath, that evil that has no containment, that evil that began to root down in one's heart. It roots so deep, it takes depth in one's heart. And when it takes depth, it began to spring forth branches, and the branches began to become habitations for every unclean spirit. Your son looks at you, he rises up in the boldness of his damn of a wicked flesh. Sure it does. Your daughter say to the mama, like hell, I do what I want to. Y'all can sit here quiet. Makes no difference. You're superior to their choice, preacher. I know they are. They hear more than that. And every word that I use is in the book you call scripture or the Bible. All right. I just use it in a more demonstrative way. I use it in a more demonstrative, and that is a more demonstrative way, a more forceful, authoritative way. So that's the sort of evil. Mainly wages kept back. So they worked up hiring the poor man for nothing. And the rich man makes $100 million a year. And they don't even pay him a living wage to live. That's why the evil is in this land. Because it's the rich men that run it. And they take you away from the Torah of Yah. They take you away from the constitution of Yahweh. Because they're rich. They despise you. You are abominable unto them. Or they may grin in your face and say, oh, I like your counsel. They don't want your counsel. Because they're rich. They care nothing for you. You're abominable unto them. You're a filthy piece of nothing. I will show us that in the scripture. That's why the wicked is going to be turned into hell. That's why no rich man is going into the kingdom. Creflo Dollar's a damnable liar. I heard him the other day say, oh, rich folks are going into the kingdom just like poor, average people. What is an average person? Rich man is no more than a poor man, for he dies, he stinks. His body, what is wretched with diseases and sickness, he takes the same medicine as a poor man. When his belly is hungry, he put the same husk in his belly as a poor man. So what is an average man and a rich man? The rich man is a dog. I'd rather be poor. I'd rather be poor than rich. Yah have chosen the poor of the world. He has elected them. He's going to grant us the riches of the kingdom. Did he choose Lazarus? Was he poor? Did he sit at the king rich man's gate? Did he politely ask him or did he beg? No, he begged, honey. When you politely ask someone, begging is more than politely asking. He begged. He said the rich man's gate and begged. Even Dustin Shocker looked at him saying, saw the sores in his body. And they licked the man's sore. That is the mindset of the rich. That's why Shaitan, as he could not get Yahshua to bow to him to worship, he has gotten these dogs. He's gotten these men, these ecclesiastic heads of organizations. And they're bowed, my sister. And that's why they're all teaching you that Mini and Gad wants you to be rich. And these fools go there. And most of them, I say it unapologetically, they're filled with women. They're filled with women with these emotions down there. Osteen, and all this grinning snake from hell. All of them. Joyce Myers, TBN. And they use these other pimps to bring the prostitutes in. That's what they do. To prostitute their message. So TBN will bring a T.D. Jakes on. They will not give him a dime for coming. It is just more exposure for him. And they'll allow him to pimp his books there. Sell your books. Sell your little collar adapters or whatever. Sell your ink pens. And of course they pimp the women because the women come. And because they will not submit to the headship or the authority of a man, then they become just as wild and foolish as they are. And they go away from there, oh, Giddish and get it. Oh, T.D. Jakes signed my book. I mean, what is T.D. Jakes? Tell me. Please tell me. An overly obese man has no control of his ability to retain his eating habit. Come on. Pimping the Paula White whore down there and the Randy White. You see, these men don't say nothing about these situations. Every time T.D. Jakes has something, he got Paula White. He don't bring the Randy man, the husband. He bring the Jezebel wife. That's what she does. You think when T.D. Jakes go to New York or somewhere like that, with this Jezebel got a condo there, you think he doesn't visit her, sit down, and they sip wine, have a meal, take it in? Hallelujah. Cry aloud, preacher. Spare not. Show my people Israel their sin. In the house of Yahudah, their transgression. For no rich man is going into the kingdom. I don't care if it's Mr. Louis Farrakhan. I don't care if it's George Herbert Bush. I don't care if it's George Walker Bush. I don't care if Oprah Jezebel Whitley. They're not going into the kingdom. I don't care if it's Rupert Murdoch. I don't care if it's Bill Gates. I don't care if it's Paul Allen. I don't care who they are. They're not going. Hallelujah. Because it's one thing that a rich man does. He shuts up his bowels. And we see that with the rich man and Lazarus. He shuts up his bowels. He will walk past Lazarus and say, you despicable dog. My dogs eat better than you. And the dogs knew they ate better than Lazarus. And yet Yah said to that dog, show compassion. And old Lazarus, they turned away because the skin worms, the maggots, all down in his skin. Do you understand that? The maggots all down in his skin. He could literally, the man weak, he could literally see the maggots. And what could he do but try to pull them out? You don't think people live like that today? You're ignorant. You're so full of your own fatness and your fat head. And the folks down these continents in Africa, in the Baltics, in the Mongolians, up there in the northern tip of Russia, in that Soviet area, in China, look here, starving their bellies, sores on them rotting, get flies landing there, letting maggots, they wake up in the morning, have nothing to cleanse their bodies, from the maggots and nothing. And old Lazarus pulling the maggots off and just reminding the worms are not going to die. And those dogs will come there. It was something about the medicinal purposes of their saliva. They will lick them on maggots and the maggots would die. And you could sense the stench in the nostrils of Lazarus, the stench of sin, the corruption of these rich people. See, that's what his body represents, this corrupt, vile nature. It's a metaphor. That's what America is. He's a metaphor of a rich Jezebel, a flaunting whore that corrupts the minds of the people, prepared them for hell with no conscience of the reality of hell. But I preach to you the hell's truth. Hell is the reality. You can reject it. Well, my mama is going because she's my mama. She's going to hell. She's a Jezebel. She's a liar. She's a pervert. Your wicked sisters, your daughters and sons that reject you, they're going to hell. Yah will be unjust to even entertain them. He's called, and they will not hear him. I want to conclude with this today, but I got so much. You know I got so many scriptures here. I don't even know which way to turn. And I use scriptures. I don't like to do as much talking or interjecting. I like to use scripture, but I do that to bring clarity. Hallelujah. And to emphasize the scripture. He says, there's a sore evil in the land that he's seen under the sun, mainly wealth of shear kept back by the owners of their own herd. Verse 14. He said, but those riches abide, they perish. Why would you labor for something that perish? But by evil travail, the riches, they perish. They have no strength. He begats or he birthed a son, and there is nothing in the son's hand. As he come forth of his Ima womb, naked shall he return and go as he came. Or you think you're going any other way? You're going back the way you came. As you come out of your Ima's womb, you're going to go back naked that way. You're going back to the womb. It's the womb of the earth. You're going back. Why would you labor for those things or the riches of this earth that are deceitful? You know why the power of Yah's word has no authority in you? Because of the cares of this world. The deceitfulness of riches. And you allow the lust, the covetousness to enter in. And it chokes out the word of Yah. And that's why we're not fruitful people. That's why we can't suffer for Him. That's why we're not willing to endure. That's why we're not willing to impale ourselves and to destroy the will of our flesh, our mind. That's why we have no control. That's why we are uncontrollable. You understand that Yah's making Himself known to us today? He judges us. I bless Him for that. Todaya. Todaya. He comes out naked. He goes back. He shall take nothing of his labor. Evangelist Horn will remind us of that. He would say it in a different analogy. But it says here, and he shall take nothing of his labor. Why should I labor for riches? When I labor for the kingdom. For if a man labor for riches, he shall take nothing for his labor. There's nothing you're going to get all the days of your life, which he may carry away in his hand. And this also is a sore evil, that in all points, as he came into the Olam Hazah, the earth, so shall he go. And what profit has he that has labored for the wind? Not for the Ruah, but for the wind. Everything you've done has been carried away with the wind, has labored for the wind. What? All of his days also, he eats in Hoshak. He eats in total misery, in utter darkness. That's what the rich man does. I read stories of Howard Hughes. You read the story of some of the inserts of Howard Hughes. He was at one time the richest man in America. And that was only about $3 to $6 billion he had. Bill Gates makes him look like a pauper. The Walden family, each one of them about $25 billion. They're puppies, they're arrogant. They make you buy what they want you to buy. You go in Walmart, you don't know why you spent that. For what? Tell me. Because when you're dealing with witchcraft, they'll make you buy. They make you buy. They make you spend. See, the rich despise the poor. The rich folks despise you. That's why the order, that's why they're trying to establish their order. But Yah is establishing the order. This is Yah's world order. He intends for the powers to be the rule. He intends for these wretched, devious things of hell to rise with power. It is His ordination. You bought that and say, what did I buy it? You go in stores and they alter your mood. You may come in grumpy as hell and raising hell laws. So you hear, beat it, beat it, beat it, beat it, boop, 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 boop. And all of a sudden you find yourself just shaking them bonds, huh? Boop, 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 boop. You hypocrites, you're full of wickedness. You think that's just some kind of plaything? Oh, I'm not listening to that. All of a sudden you hear the little guitar, the organ, you think, you hear it, huh? They know what they're doing. That's why we need the mind of Yeshua. And that mind only hears one thing. You know what he hears? Can I tell you? I answer you. Don't try to answer me. Because you're afraid. It hears what the Ruah. It hears what the Spirit of Yah. Did not he hear what Yah said in the grave? That's what that mind hears. He says, all of his days are spent eating in darkness. Howard Hughes would close his windows and put black, dark, where no light would shine in. He was afraid to get germs. He's like this superficial, effeminate thing called Michael Jackson. This punk with gloves on. Effeminate little Jezebel. Look how many folks' mind he has twisted and altered. Look at the rappers, how they twist your daughter's minds and your sons. They don't even honor you, mama. They don't even honor their daddy. Twist them into this euphoric of wickedness. He says that the whole the darkness, this ignorance, this misery, it shall this Hoshak and this wickedness, and he has much sorrow and wrath in what? In what? That's the evil, that's the sickness in this land. And the minds of the rich, they're sick minds, brothers and sisters. I'm going to close that because I want to continue this on next Shabbat. The wicked shall be turned into hell. And all nations forget Yah. The hell's truth. The rich man lifted up his eyes from hell and torments. And he cried out unto Abraham, Lazarus in his bosom. Just let him just bring just a tip of water on his finger and touch my parched lips. Let me arise from this place and go warn my brothers. Is it amazing? That's where he wanted to go warn his house. And we've done more to warn our brothers and sisters. We call our brothers and sisters. And yet we bring no warnings to ourselves, do we? You better fear yourself, my brother, my sister. It's not about your brother and sister. It's about you. You have no power to cleanse your brother or sister from any sins. You better cleanse yourself. Yah tells you to cleanse yourself from all filthiness of the ruah and of the flesh. And perfect the kodash or the kadosh nature of Yah in the fear of Yahweh. You have no power to change. No man can come unto Yahshua unless Yah draws him. They cannot know the power of his name unless Yah draws them. And he warns you, don't give that which is kadosh unto the dogs, and don't cast these pearls before this wicked swine nation. The rich man lifted up his eyes in torment. And he was in torment as he lifted up his eyes from hell. I didn't read much today, but I'm going to stop there. Is that all right? But I'm going to pick it back up next Shabbat in Kohiti. Unless Yah wants some other brother to preach, I have no problem with that. My body gets tired at times, all right, from the physical labor and the spiritual labor too. So I do get tired. So I sent the brother prepare a message. Whether I'm ready or not, I'm always ready, but I may not be ready. I'm always ready, but that doesn't mean I'm ready. May Yah barak you all today. I'm going to close there. May he strengthen Yisrael. You are friends that are listening on the live stream. May the abundance of Almighty Yah in the presence of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel, was sent to save the whole house of Israel, every tribe, Yahuda and Israel, that we shall be saved. And that is my desire, my delight, that Yah may save me and keep me in his presence, that I may walk in the beauty of Yahshua the Lamb. I leave the testimony of Yahshua with you. And that's the only thing that I give. Silver and gold I do not have, but such as I have. In the name of Yahshua, rise. In the healing power of his truth, that your mind may be whole. That's all I got. Nothing else. May Yah strengthen you. You that are listening, may he conscious revival, entrench in your love, and you may spring forth as a roe when the hunter comes to get the roe. Oh, deer, so fast, once you miss them, you can't shoot, you've lost it. Isn't that right, brother? They move prolifically. It's not how fast they move, it's the subtlety. And they're gone. You're not going to hit him. You're wasting a bullet if you shoot. So that's what Yah wants us to do. May he help us all. May Yah barak your life. Pray that he bless you all today. You that listen, may he bless you. Hallelujah. Let us stand to our feet. May Yah barak you all today and strengthen you. In all things we barak you this day, Yah. We bless you for Yahshua. We pray you will take us safely and protect us this day and grant unto us your shalom. In Yahshua's mighty name, we ask it all in the mighty name of Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel. Yeshua cried, hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah.